We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Pandemic ice cream delivery.
We would show up at people's doors and they would jump up and down and start screaming like it was their birthday and they were so excited to see us.
How an ice cream business with no store that started before the pandemic is picking up momentum now.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quick as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Amy Wilson, who is co-owner of Miltjan, and she is here talking with us because it's pretty much summertime, and, you know, ice cream is what you think about in the summer. So you are a third owner of Miltjan. How did it come to be? And who are the other co-owners?
My other partners are Ryan Miller and Catherine Sanderson. Miltjan came to be as a hobby. It started in my kitchen. I just started making ice cream about 10 years ago. I created all these recipes and then I wanted to share them and I brought in my friends. Ryan is an executive chef, so he knew the food side of the business. And then Catherine, she does more of the marketing and the sales for us.
So you've been making ice cream for 10 years, but you haven't started doing this like for a job until what, the past year or so?
Yes, we started actually right when the pandemic began.
Perfect timing.
Oh, yes.
So how has this year been like for you?
It's been a little bit insane. We've actually done really well. Not having a storefront was a big plus because we didn't have a lot of overhead. We started out with pop-ups, and pop-ups became kind of like an event during the pandemic. People were excited to have a reason to go out that seemed safe. So it's been great.
So you were like in other people's businesses or mm-hmm. outside and selling
right.
ice cream.
Right. Always outside. Usually we would collab with like coffee shops and places like that.
I mean, I think about offices downsizing. Now, are you growing?
We are, especially now that it's summer. We're getting a lot of interest for wholesale for our pints. And then we are working on opening a retail shop.
Where are you thinking and when?
South Philly, probably in the fall.
And why South Philly?
We have a large customer base in South Philly.
So it's kind of like this was your marketing year to like get your name out.
Most definitely. Yes.
And it seems like you did a really great job with that.
Thank you. Yes. I'd say so.
So what do you think separates Miltjan from other ice cream shops?
We make everything by hand, or most everything by hand, from scratch. We put a real focus on like the ingredients and just a real creamy, satisfying ice cream experience. Flavor is sort of what drives us. We spend a lot of time testing recipes and getting the perfect flavor. Like if we're, you know, even if we're doing something that maybe you've had a million times before, just chocolate, we just did a pistachio. We spend like months sometimes testing each flavor to get the perfect recipe.
What does that work look like?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, actually, you know. A lot of times I bring it home and I share it with my kids and, I sort of force them like to try about 10 different chocolate ice creams. They love it.
Kids will be honest.
Yes, definitely.
What's been the most difficult part of the year?
I'd say balancing all the different roles. I sort of wear a majority of the hats. And so I've been plunged into, you know, not only making ice cream, but doing all the financial stuff and, you know, all the licensing things. Like I help with the marketing and website stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, outsource any of that?
Yes, we've started to.
As you're growing.
Yeah, as we're growing and making more money, we're able to hire different people and, you know, contract out some things.
Yeah. So where did the name come from?
The name came from my husband, who he helped kind of bring this little group together, my partners and I, and we just started calling it, he started calling it Ice Cream John because we didn't have anything, the other name for it. And then one day I just came up with Milk John and it seemed like the perfect fit.
It's what you have been like kind of nicknaming it?
Right, exactly.
Do you have any favorite flavors or must tries?
Oh boy. It's hard for me to pick because they all feel like my babies. I have to say the lemon curd with blueberry basil swirl is one of our more popular ones. Milk and cookies, definitely, which is an Oreo cookie with homemade chocolate chip cookies mixed in to the base. Another one is surprisingly popular, Earl Grey with honeycomb. People at first are like, oh, tea in my ice cream, and then they taste it. It's very different. It's like kind of citrusy and refreshing in a way that you wouldn't expect.
So what are you expecting with summer now? This is ice cream season, huh?
Oh, we're really excited. We can't wait to see what's going to happen this summer.
You're in like the thick of it, huh?
Exactly, yes.
And so since you don't have a store, is it more pop-ups, more wholesaling to other companies?
Yes, and we're also going to add farmers markets, and we're really excited about that.
So now that the world is coming out of coronavirus, people are getting vaccinated, that means more events, more selling.
Absolutely.
You seem like overwhelmed, but also excited.
Yes, definitely.
So when are you looking to open a new Milk John store in South Philly?
It would be in the fall sometime. We actually have a location, but we're waiting on zoning. We have to go through the zoning hearing. It just takes a while to actually get to the hearing date and be approved.
For zoning.
And then we can take the next steps, which is, you know, putting together a plan for the health department, getting that approved, and then building out the space, and then getting that approved, and then we should be good to go.
What have you learned about ice cream through this experimental year of yours?
Well, one thing I have to say that goes along with COVID is just that it's been a really amazing experience to be able to make people happy during this time. I mean, ice cream makes people happy in general, but, you know, like, it's just even more so now. Like, when we began delivering our pints, we would show up at people's doors and they would jump up and down and start screaming like it was their birthday and they were so excited to see us. It's just been incredible.
What a great, like, job to get into. Like, if you're going to start a business, like, nobody hates the ice cream person.
Definitely not.
You're, like, the favorite person in town.
Exactly, exactly.
So making the leap to start your own business, I know a lot of people have done that during COVID. For you, it wasn't COVID-related, but what was that like for you to make the leap to start your own business?
It was scary. I mean, you know, we had really no idea how to begin. None of us are business owners, and so we had some people who helped us, like, to guide us a little bit, but, you know, it's just been, you know, a year of just jumping in and problem solving.
So you knew how to make the ice cream, but then there's so much more to it.
Exactly, yes.
So what was a part of this business that you did not expect?
I guess I would say there's always some sort of challenge. You know, early on, the dairy that we were about to use went bankrupt. And so we just kind of had to pivot there. And then we had to pivot again with COVID, things like that. There's always, you know, we kind of misgauge how much storage we need. There's always something happening that we have to really attack and figure out in the moment.
What do you feel like you're getting better at?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe balancing everything? I don't know.
As a mom, that's like a giant feat. If you can balance everything as a mom, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, looking back at where we started, I'm just like amazed at how far we've come. It's just incredible to me.
So how can people get Milk John pints? It's only by the pint, right?
Only by the pint and by the scoop. Pints you can find on our website. We do delivery orders and pickup orders through Stone's Beer and Beverage Market in Fairmount. Pickup is there. They'll deliver to you. Same day delivery. And then also just follow us on social media. We post where we're going to be for different pop-ups and which farmers markets and, you know, where else we'll be around town.
So give me all the info, the website, the Instagram, the Facebook, or whatever social media you have.
Our website is milkjohn.com. Insta is also at milkjohn.com. Facebook is at milkjohnphilly.
There's another Milk John?
No, that was a mistake. And then we also do have a few stock lists. We're at Parlor Ice Cream Shop in Ardmore, My Pizza Brain in Fishtown, A Leaf Brew in Mini Mart in West Philly right now.
Wow, so you're really expanding. You went from like just starting up last year to really being in different shops and stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to get a few more to grow further.
You think like, wow, we did this year.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's awesome.
All right. Amy Wilson is co-owner of Milk John. And once again, if you would like to order some pints, you can check them out at
milkjohn.com.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.